your day was absolutely great. I think mine was okay, you know, and I think it's a good way to start the week, hey? So once again, shout out to you for always tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful evening and have an amazing week ahead. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big, three, fat, fat, two,
the radio.
The Saga Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. And other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody, rock your body.
It's given Beat City by
It's your giving on the radio 97.7 News.
Government has announced the recruitment of 2,000 teachers for the year 2025 with an advertisement scheduled to be published this Tuesday. Police in Eastern Province have detained a Catholic priest in connection with the alleged theft of a church motor vehicle. And in international news, the Strait of Hormuz remained closed on Monday as tensions escalate between Washington and Tehran.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Government has announced the recruitment of 2,000 teachers for the year 2025 with an advertisement scheduled to be published this Tuesday. Education Minister Douglas Yakalima says the application window, which will be managed by the Teaching Service Commission, will close on Monday, April 28, 2026. Siakalima told journalists that the recruitment process will be concluded by the end of May 2026, with successful candidates expected to be placed on the payroll by August 2026. He adds that the 2026 recruitment exercise for 3,500 teachers will commence immediately after the completion of the 2025 process. And the minister says government is also planning a larger recruitment drive of between 30,000 and 40,000 teachers in 2027. Siakalima explained that continued recruitment is necessary following the introduction of free education, which has increased enrollment across the country. Meanwhile, Teaching Service Commission Chairperson Daphne Chimuka says the advertisement will also help create a new national database of teacher applicants. Chimuka notes that while older graduates may have an advantage, the process remains open and competitive, giving all qualified applicants equal opportunity.
977 News.
In other news, police in Eastern Province have recovered a motor vehicle stolen from a Catholic parish in Lusangazi district nearly a year ago, with a suspect now in custody. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwimba has confirmed the development, saying the breakthrough followed a routine traffic check. Mwimba says the case dates back to April 30th, 2025, when a white Toyota Hilux registration number CAA7255 and valued at 700,000 kwacha belonging to Ukwimi Catholic Parish was stolen after being parked outside the church. The theft was reported through Ukwimi police post to Petauke police station by Father Daniel Piri. He explained that the vehicle was recovered in the early hours of April 19, 2026, around 03 hours, when a traffic officer on duty at Mwami Road checkpoint intercepted another white Toyota Hilux bearing registration number BAK4227. When questioned, Father Tembo allegedly told officers that he had struck a cow in Katete district and failed to report the accident for fear that Bishop George Lungu would discover his whereabouts. However, Further inquiries with Bishop Lungu revealed that the vehicle Father Tembo claimed to have been using had reportedly been involved in a fatal road traffic accident the previous week, in which Father Aston Tembo died and was considered beyond repair. Mwemba says the suspect was taken to Chipata Central Police Station, where a detailed inspection of the impounded vehicle was carried out. The priest has since been detained in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
977 News.
And in more news, renowned lawyer Dickson Jerry has appealed to Parliament to strengthen the criteria for selecting candidates under the proportional representation system. Jerry, who previously served as special assistant to fourth Republican President Rupiah Banda, has warned that without clear safeguards, party leaders may exploit the system by appointing wives, children and relatives at the expense of loyal members. He says the 40 seats to be shared among presidential candidates after surpassing a set threshold require firm guidance on who should be placed on the party list. Under the amended constitution, parties that participate in the presidential election and win the set threshold are entitled to seats in parliament and councils. Jerry pointed to South Africa as an example, noting that former President Jacob Zuma placed his daughter on the party list and when she resigned, replaced her with another daughter. He emphasized that Zambia must guard against similar practices to preserve the integrity of the electoral system. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, civil society organizations, CSOs, have warned that mining investors who fail to comply with Zambia's local content regulations risk triggering public protest as concerns grow over the implementation of policies meant to empower local businesses. Executive Director of Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, Samuel Banda, says some mining companies were not fully adhering to Statutory Instrument 68 under the local content regulations, which requires firms to prioritize Zambian businesses in the awarding of contracts. He notes that while the regulations were designed to increase participation of local companies, there were cases where contracts that could be handled by Zambian firms were still being awarded to foreign entities. Banda warns that failure to comply with these rules risks undermining government efforts to grow the economy, create jobs, and strengthen local enterprises in the mining sector.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, the Strait of Hormuz remained closed on Monday as tensions escalate between Washington and Tehran. Iran reimposed restrictions on traffic on Saturday over the ongoing U.S. blockade of the waterway. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Sunday that American naval forces had seized an Iranian cargo ship that tried to evade the obstruction. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, violent clashes between fans and police caused the abandonment of a match between the top two sides in Paraguay on Sunday. Hundreds of spectators escaped onto the pitch as police fired rubber bullets and tear gas into the stands at the Super Clásico played between Olimpia and Cerro Porteño, both based in capital Asunción. According to witnesses, the trouble began when firecrackers were detonated in the section of the Defensoras del Chaco Stadium, which was allocated to Cerro Porteño supporters. The police detained around 100 people, and while it was not immediately clear whether any fans had been injured, security forces reported that at least six officers were hurt, with one in a serious condition. David Torraos, a spokesperson for a local hospital, said the officers sustained head injuries, lacerations including possible stab wounds and other injuries. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
government has announced the recruitment of 2,000 teachers for the year 2025 with an advertisement scheduled to be published this Tuesday. Police in Eastern Province have detained a Catholic priest in connection with the alleged theft of a church motor vehicle. And in international news, the Strait of Hormuz remained closed on Monday as tensions escalate between Washington and Tehran. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
We are the best when it comes to music.